Good morning, this is Pastor Stolz. Welcome to our Sunday worship. With a reminder that this coming Thursday, May 21, is Ascension. So if you can, please join us Thursday for our Ascension worship this coming Thursday. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor miserable sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou art the holy Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. O God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, thy humble servants, that by thy holy inspiration we may think those things that be right, and by thy merciful guiding may perform the same. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And let us confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is found recorded in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places wherewith I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. So far. This morning's epistle is found recorded in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 21. And this reading is what my sermon is based on. Beginning of verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together with me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even with weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. But for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned after his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. So far. This morning's Gospel, St. John chapter 16, verses 23 to 30. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no longer speak to you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you, For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world, and I go back to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now thou speakest plainly, and not speaking in proverbs. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that you have came forth from God. So far. The fact that you and I are in heaven finally and forever is the most important thing there is. We have the promise of heaven from God that has been gained for us by Christ Jesus. In faith, we can rejoice and be comfortable and happy in the assurance of heaven. However, the danger for us regarding heaven is complacency and carelessness. We need to grow in our certainty. For that reason, St. Paul in this morning's epistle sets before us a marvelous pattern to imitate. We need to do those things by the Spirit's power that will exercise and enhance our faith, and avoid those things that will endanger our faith and harm our certainty. St. Paul gives us some important do's and don'ts for that very purpose. To begin with, our faith is nourished and grows by means of word and sacrament. Like Paul, we press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. First, let's look at our goal and prize. Paul likens it to a runner in the Greek athletic contest. The goal and the prize were the most important thing in the mind of that runner. And so it must be for us. Paul writes, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. The goal is heaven. The prize is heaven and living in the presence of God forever, serving and praising Him. We should set that before ourselves every day. That's the goal, and that's the prize. And for this striving, Paul gives us some do's and some don'ts. First, don't become complacent, as Paul says. Not that I have already obtained all this, brothers. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. No, we don't have heaven yet. Yes, we have eternal life now. But we have not come to the perfect life. Don't think that you haven't made just because you can say now that you believe in Jesus Christ. Don't even think you've got a made just because you are confirmed in a Lutheran church. You may know a lot of facts about Jesus. You may know that he is God's son, that he suffered and died paying for the sins of all, and that God forgives all the sins of those who believe in him and gives them eternal life. You may know all of that. But even though you have that knowledge, and even though if you agree that those facts are correct, that knowledge alone will not save you. Jesus tells us that on the last day there will be a lot of people on his left who will say, Lord, we knew all about you. Don't let that happen. Yes, knowledge is important. But there must be a living, active faith in those things. Let us daily confess our sins and daily renew our faith in Christ. Daily renew our determination to live for Him. Use God's word and sacrament faithfully and pray that the Holy Spirit keeps our faith alive. There are many things that do distract us. Many Christians are distracted and get drawn away from Jesus by dwelling on, well, what I call non-fundamental doctrines of Holy Scripture. They get hung up on things, especially in the book of Revelation, that really cannot be explained. There are things in the Scriptures whose meaning we won't know until we're up in heaven. Rather, we should be asking what Scripture says about itself. What is to say about Jesus and his divine and human natures, his life, suffering, death, and resurrection, his ruling at the right hand of God and his return on the last day? What is to say about prayer, and how can I become more faithful in my prayer life? What is to say about the sacrament of holy baptism? About the meaning of Lord's Supper in our daily lives? These are some of the central teachings of the gospel on which our faith rests. Don't be distracted from them and from Christ by getting tied up with non-essentials, even though they are in Scripture. This striving is not something that we accomplish by our own effort. The Holy Spirit works in it, in our hearts. It flows from daily confession of our sins, daily receiving God's forgiveness and faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, daily living our faith by the power of the message of what Jesus Christ has done for our salvation. And always remember that Jesus will return. He came the first time so that we can eagerly await his second coming. Without him, we could not have any such eager expectations. You see, our sin cuts us off from that. Our sins would condemn us to hell forever. But Jesus came, and look what he did for us. He took our place under the law of God. He lived the perfect life in obedience to God's will for us. He lived the obedient life for us that God demands of us. He declares us holy in his sight. He took our sins to the cross, and there on the cross he suffered the damnation that we should have suffered because of our sins. He paid the total price. He suffered all the fury of God's wrath for every sin against every sinner. He completed the suffering. He overcame sin. He died on the cross for us. There he completely fulfilled everything that God required for our redemption. There he completed the sacrifice for the sins of all people. No matter what or how many our sins may be, God forgives every one of them because of what Christ has done for us on that cross. Now there is in store for us the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award to us on that final day. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as it becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in a steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.